contest director. Normally I have a big target on my back, but I just took a shower a few hours ago, so it's gone. All right, which brings me to rule number one.
Take a shower.
Be nice. Remember, okay, who from the NAR here is being paid? Raise your hand. All right, so that means everybody's volunteering to put this event on. Remember that. I'm the complaint department. You come and see me if you got a complaint or a problem. Don't take it out on the volunteers, okay? Things might get a little hairy out there on the field. That's okay. We'll get over it. It's only a hobby. All right? It's only a hobby. So the trophies are this big, and you want one of them. That's fine. All right. Welcome to NARM 49. Many of you have been out to the field. It's a pretty nice field, as long as the wind blows in a direction that isn't towards the corn. Yeah, that wasn't today, that wasn't yesterday, but that was the internet, people. And they need a challenge, so let's let them have their challenge. Now it's our turn, and the forecast is for the winds to come more out of the northwest and the west. So it will get dramatically better, and it will be really a lot of fun at NARM 49. Unless what?
Less than gale force winds.
Less than gale force winds. 5 to 10 is tomorrow's forecast. I think tonight it was under 5 coming into the evening hours. We're going to go through the contestants guide. If you happen to have yours with you, that would be wonderful. If you don't have it with you, don't worry about it. We'll cover what we need to cover in the contestants guide at a high level, and then you can look at it in your free time. Of course, on the cover, you'll notice, is Bob Oway here? Did Bob make it? Oh, Bob, he's coming? Bob wanted the cow because we're on Cow Touring Drive, so there is a cow on the cover. All right, just wanted to point that out. Welcome letter from me. My phone number is in there if you need it. So please, if you need to call me, just grab a contestant guide and call my number, my cell phone number. I will cover bulletins in a minute. Hotel to field map is in the contestant's guide, so if you need to get somewhere, here's where you go. Get it out of the contestant's guide. Something happens, somebody gets hurt, you need to go to a medical facility. There's a couple of them indicated here. We've got a good hospital system in the area for those of you that are going to need it. This competition can get really fierce, right?
Mental anyway, ward.
It's in the book, and there are a couple different locations, and there are locations from the hotel and from the field. Contestant's tent layout is exactly the opposite of what you've seen for a number of years at NARM's, okay? It's just a mirror image because I want you to not have to work so hard getting out there. But anyway, contestant's tent, there's a map there. A map of the field. This is really critical because it shows you some primary locations that you need to have, that you need to know about. Tent city, you saw where it is. Vendors, you saw where it is. Bathrooms are the dark spots, and there are 16 different bathrooms in this place. So get a map out and look for what you're looking for. There is also, for those of you that are used to it at NARM, there's a couple of outhouses put out there by the range. Okay, if you want to use them, go for it. But if you want, you know, real facilities, you can just walk a little bit. On your way walking there, you're going to run across some food establishments. The field is really wonderful. It's like a little town right in the middle of a farm. And we're just flying right outside the little town. So please take advantage of the facilities that are there. If it gets too hot in the afternoon, many of these buildings are very cool. So feel free to take some shelter in them or take a tour and do some exploring. We are keeping all of the museum buildings open for your viewing pleasure all week long. So go to the Hall of Fame and look around and see what's there. Go to the Country Music Building and see what's there. Go to the old church and see a 100-year-old restored church. The building that's under construction is a real schoolhouse that was just down the road from where this replica now sits. So there's a lot of things to explore out on the Hall of Fame field. Also, if you'll notice on the far bottom right, there's a location for food, and there is an indication where you drop your trash. If you want to get rid of your trash at the end of the day, just bag it up, drive over to the trash dumpster and dump it in the dumpster. Okay? That is there for you if you want to use it. Yes?
Over here on the upper right, there is a thing that's marked residence with a big X.
Okay. Yeah, I got to explain a little bit about that. I guess I'll explain about it right now. There are no trespassing signs on one piece of property. It's indicated on the map. Larry is the local police officer that takes care of Delton. He might be the only one. And I've had some dealings with Larry because we got in a little bit of trouble with an ATV and it kind of got off kilter a little bit. And we had a complaint filed against us. And I called Larry and said, Larry, what's up with the complaint? I'm the guy that's working with the rocketry people out at the field. And he says, rocketry, that sounds pretty interesting. Somebody wrote an ATV on somebody's private property and they didn't like it. And I thought, oh, good, it's not about the rockets. And then the next thing out of his mouth is, rockets, are those kind of dangerous? I mean, are you allowed to shoot those off? I said, well, we have permission from the landowner, and we even get approval from the FAA, and we have a waiver, and we're allowed to fly to pretty good altitude. And he says, well, have you called Marge at the township office and find out if there's any regulations about rocketry? I said, no, I haven't called Marge. And he made me get off the phone, call Marge right then and there. All right, I get on the phone. Hey, Marge. He said, are we allowed to launch model rockets in the township? She says, oh, you mean the ones that my kids fly? So Larry's okay with the whole deal of rockets, and he is going to help us out personally, and I just think that's because he's the only one that works in that township. But he's off on Tuesday, so Tuesday might be a little bit of a problem, but any other day of the week, we'll call him, and he'll escort us onto the property to recover our rockets. Okay? So let's obey the no trespassing signs, but be aware where your rocket is, and we'll try to go get them all at one time if the wind happens to be blowing in that direction. I don't know what we'll do on Tuesday yet, but we'll figure something out. Don't lose rockets over there if you can. But I wouldn't worry about it too much. If we get quite a few over there, we'll just go over a couple times during the day. Larry will be around, and we'll just pick them up. All right, yes?
How important is it to recover rockets, or make an effort to recover rockets that go into the cornfield? Somebody dropped a level two J power bird over there tonight. I mean, obviously, whoever that was is going to want to make an effort to recover it. But I'm more concerned about if we don't, is the farmer going to be mad at us when the combine time?
There's basically only three farmers that farm most of this area. One is the landowner of what we've got, and he's making a decent amount of money on the restaurant sales and that type of stuff, so I'm not worried about him. The other guy leases a hay field, and he's not going to be a big deal. And then the farmer who owns the wheat field that's been harvested to the north and the corn field you're probably talking about to the south and to the west is one other farmer who's been really good. In fact, he's promising that he's not going to spread any manure this week while we're here. Now that's cooperation. So I think we're going to be okay, but I think it would be a good idea that we find that model if we can. Does anybody know, was it found? Okay, somebody said it was found.
I'm very excited, but that was my level 2 cert, and it did get found.
All right, and it was a certification flight, too. Congratulations. Awesome, awesome.
Hold the mic farther from your mouth.
All right. Farther away?
Yeah.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, but you're really distorting.
No, it's better.
Okay, it's better. All right. I hate these microphones. Do I even need it?
No.
All right. All right. Can you hear me now? Okay, perfect. So we should be pretty good on recovery of stuff. The other things that are in this book is Kalamazoo Point of Interest. So if you want to do some sightseeing or whatever, particular shopping places, the major supermarket super centers. I'm a Meijer guy. Meijer's one of our sponsors this year, so... I didn't put any of the Walmart spots on the map. So if you want to know where they're at, we'll find you one. And then the last page is for desperation. And that is an entertainment page with a couple of word searches, and in case we need to break out in song, there's a little ballad there for us to take care of. And then last but not least in the book is a image of all the sponsors and vendors that are here supporting us as much as we support them. So please shop our vendors, shop them often. There's a great vendor row set up. I think most of them are going to be here through tomorrow, and then some of them will start to leave. Some of them will start to depart. So shop them as soon as you possibly can. But make sure you thank them as you're going around as well. This really does make NARAM possible having them involved. Now, we're going to go over the bulletins in a minute, and I'm going to have Tom Lyons come up and talk a little bit. But I wanted to introduce some other people that are pretty vital to everything that's going on at this NARAM. John Jenko, why don't you come up first? And John is the guy who's responsible for the construction.
Oh, God.
And, it's really a very interesting scheduling event. You know, I've started to work on this thing thinking about it 18 months ago and a year ago. Things are just starting to come together, and I'm deciding dates and things like that. And to get this much construction going on all at the same time right now, that's a heck of a scheduling feat. But we've accomplished it, and it's in the NARAM tradition that we have a nice remodel going on. And this one's really a good one because we've got the pool closed and the laundry closed. But this is the first time, John, I have to admit, we have indoor painting rooms available for those that are spray painting. So we can spray paint indoors and have no qualms from the hotel. Where's Chad? Is he done or is he... So there he is. I yelled at him earlier because he was out in the parking lot with 10-mile-an-hour winds, and I'm saying, Chad, what are you doing? He's out there spray painting away. I told him, go to the third or the fourth floor. There's 30 rooms in the Anyway, he headed right up there. There was no more coming out of that can. But anyway, John, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I wanted to say, first of all, it's been a pleasure working with Randy along the way as I've had to inform him of schedule changes along the construction. He is the calmest, most centered man I've ever met in my life. I wanted to say thanks and welcome to the Holiday Inn, and thank you for making us your home for the next week. We're excited to have y'all here. And again, my apologies about the state of where we're at with some of these things, but that we've put together some great things for you. Inside your welcome packets, there's a trifold brochure from the hotel that's got area restaurants, area activities available, and pool alternatives. We've made arrangements with Bronson Athletic Club, which is nearby on 9th Street, for free swim hours at no cost to anyone, so you can go there.
Just use your hotel key. Now the kids, hey, they're just walking in the door. How's the pool? Is it really good?
Really good.
It's a long walk. They need to walk. You got to have somebody 18 or older with you.
You do, because it is a private facility, you need to have an adult with any people under 18.
Did they add up all your ages and let you in then?
No.
I'm not going to hear the end of that.
We have a great workout facility at West Hills Athletic Club. It's about a half mile down the road, just right here on 11th Street. And we've also rolled up a list of area restaurants for you for evening hours. The hotel has prepared a complimentary continental breakfast each morning, so it's at the far room in the ballroom, the superior room. So that'll be available to everyone starting at 6:30 in the morning. One of the ideas Randy and I did come up with was I'd be happy to give a very exciting construction hard hat tour because there is a lot to see. So if you want to see me when I'm here on property during the week, I'll get you a little hard hat and go take a look at it. I know a lot now about pool plumbing, heating, air conditioning, construction. Probably take it a bit further, exactly. I have learned a lot working with Randy that nothing flammable or explosive is stored at the hotel, which is really good. And I think I learned a lot. I keep learning as I see people's t-shirts as they're wandering around the building. They're great. If there's anything I can do to make your stay more enjoyable, please let me know. I appreciate your patience with us.
Or let his staff know. The staff here is excellent, and they are here to help you.
Absolutely. Bill and Dre, I think, were welcoming you mostly at the front desk tonight for anyone who checked in today. Bill's there this evening. He's awesome. The front desk staff is prepared to be able to help give you directions, maps, whatever you need to anywhere else in the area to make your visit to Kalamazoo more enjoyable. But if there's anything we can do for you, please let me know.
You're doing better than the Ramada.
Anyway, enjoy your stay. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Randy. Thanks. One thing about this construction, if you are a late sleeper, and I'm talking past 8 o'clock, forget it, you're not sleeping. The construction guys, except today, it was actually pretty quiet. But the construction guys, yeah, it was Sunday, exactly. But even Saturday morning, boom, 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 they're working, okay? And there's a ton of construction guys here, so you will see things continue to evolve even while you're here, and that's unlike the Ramada. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll make the best of it. I want to introduce some of our key people that you're going to be working with. I'm sorry that the hotel and the field is so far away. We couldn't help that to have enough space for everybody in these facilities and have that nice field. So there's a little bit of traveling going on, and there'll be some key people in both locations. This is going to be kind of a rare narrow. I mean, how many people are camping rather than staying here? Look at the number of campers. This is more campers that's been in any narrow, and we're probably missing 2/3 of them. All right? There's a lot of campers, and that's good, if you like, especially if you like to be out where you're flying your rockets. The weather at night gets down to 60 degrees, and it'd be beautiful, you know, free natured air conditioning. But anyway... there's going to be some key people around. Where's John Vandervoorg? Is he around? Come here, John. John is one of our key people. He is responsible for the campers and everything that's going on out at the field. So this is John. Where's Nancy?
Trying to find us.
She's looking for you guys.
She's on the road.
Okay. Everyone will meet Nancy, I guarantee you, sometime during the week. She's our smash rocket mom. And she's a key individual. If you have any needs at all, need to know anything, John and Nancy both know everything that's going on. They have, or they'll find out, they have the first camper that's as close to the range as you can get. Stop in and see them if you happen to be there late and need some information or anything, or go up to the range head and see who's there that can answer a question for you. So now you know John, his face, and can say hi to him and get any questions you need to have answered from him. Has everyone met Jeff Graham yet? Jeff is our registration guy. If you get any problems with registration, see him. He'll get you fixed up. Matt, why don't you stand up so I can... Matt's going to be helping us out with a lot of the range stuff to make sure everything's working. Rich Devler, are you here? There's Rich back there. Stand up, Rich. Rich is working on any range issues that come up. Just so you know, and I want you to know the faces so you can ask questions. Jack, I want you to stand up because if you need to know something about the field, Jack's been out there a lot. He's a good guy to ask.
But
as
I'm implying his name, Archie.
Yeah. Don't worry about the Archie. Jay Calvert, how about standing up? Jay is our primary motor vendor. Everybody be nice to him. He's got enough G motors for us. Right, Jay?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Buy early and buy often, right?
Right.
Okay. Jay is our primary motor vendor, and he is coordinating everything to do with the vendors. So any vendor issues, donations have to be made. See Jay, he'll accommodate you better than anybody I know. Did I miss anybody? Okay, where's Amanda?
She's up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda's my daughter. She's our A divisioner. She will be coordinating, let me see if I can get them all right, the fun awards for special things that I want to encourage all of you to do, and that is decorate your door in the hotel. We're going to give a little prize away for the best decorated door, and the A divisioners, you're going to be asked to help out in the judging process for that.
We already were.
Okay, you're already being consulted, that's good. The other thing that we're going to have a contest on is if you're on the campsite, whoever has the best looking campsite, the one that represents Narum the best, will have a prize and all kinds of fame to their name. Let's see, there's other contests. Centerpieces at the banquet, we're going to have no centerpieces because we want you to bring your own.
All right, bring your own centerpieces for the banquet. The A divisioners will award the best decorated table at the banquet. All right, we came up with one more. We just published it on the webpage a week ago, so most of you might have missed that tiny 8-point spot that's probably blue instead of white. But anyway, on the webpage, we're going to have a contest of the best decorated car, truck, van, camper, whatever, for NARAM. So if you have any of those markers that you can, you know, mark up your windshield and that type of stuff, that'll be a lot of fun. And again, the A divisioners will be determining the winners for that.
Can we mark up somebody else's car?
So there'll be an Enterprise car right near the range, right after the first flight through. We'll just add to it.
Our tents from falling rockets, because even former trustees still continue to be targets for rockets.
You know what? We could probably get you a hard hat from the hotel.
Chad bring me one of those.
No, Chad's the guy who launches a rocket. We have proof of it on this deal. We've got spots where he's landed many times already. Jennifer Ashpool, where are you at?
Right here.
Come on up. Jennifer does one of the greatest things to help out the CD. She takes care of the auction. There's nothing better than that.
For those of you,
thank you.
For those of you that have never heard of the NAR auction, it's to benefit the Cannon Award Fund. I think I came up with the numbers. We gave out 26 awards, about $13,000 since 2001. What usually happens is you guys all show up Tuesday night and hand us stuff. So, what I'd like you to do is put on a piece of paper what you're going to do. And George, if you'd raise your hand. You see George, his wife is helping me. So here's an example. Here is a couple of examples. Like, there's an airbrush kit being donated by Jim Filler. You can see, any piece of paper to me is fine. Any old rocket motor that Bob Kaplow has bought in the last 20 years, donated by Judy Kaplow. Now, Judy and I did have a discussion. Judy and I did have a discussion. The motor she bought for Bob are exempt, but you know, anything he's bought is on the grabs. So if you have a pen, keep it in your room for now, but put it on a piece of paper. This helps us with the bookkeeping and keeping track of it. Because as you guys come in, Joanne has to put it in, and we got it down to a science, okay? So I have some pieces of paper. Come find me. Come find George. Come find Joanne. Joanne's usually in the...
Does it have to be on your regulation paper? Or
no, it does not have to be on my regulation paper. I need to be able to read it.
You were asking for emails on the website earlier. Do you have all that information that was emailed to you?
I have not checked my email since Thursday afternoon. I will check it before tomorrow night.
Okay.
So, assuming cable speed, if you emailed from AOL.com, it's iffy. AOL and cable speed like to fight occasionally. You guys have any questions about the auction? So far, we got the airbrush kits, some patches, some pens, old motors. We've got some prints from Jack. So if you guys have anything,
belt buckles.
You know, according to Tom, he has not found any belt buckles in the nerd stuff. So I'm not sure I trust him. But any questions? All of this goes towards the Cannon Fund. I'll be your auctioneer. Any questions? I didn't have to get two.
Jennifer, I have a pile about this high in my room. All right, great. Let's go through the schedule so that you have a clue as to what might be going on that you might be making or missing. The hotel will have their standard hotel continental breakfast, and if you're a big fan of that, you're going to have a great time over there. The coffee, at least, is good in that superior room and down in the end here. If you would like to taste some nice country cooking, I encourage you to go to the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame between 8:30 and 9:30, 10 o'clock every morning for a nice hot breakfast. She's going to charge you about $5 per breakfast. We had biscuits and gravy this morning with scrambled eggs. Oh, yeah, those are the leftover eggs from the egg wafting.
Yeah.
I
can't
believe that. So we might have eggs every day based on the supply. So breakfast every morning at the Hall of Fame building, that's a great opportunity that you've never had before. So take advantage of that. If you need directions, grab somebody and say, hey, where's the Hall of Fame building? It's the only event we have way over in that building, but that's the only event they could produce that much hot food.
Do they know that they're going to be hit in force on Monday morning at 8:30?
They are ready for it. Believe it or not, those 70-year-old ladies are ready for it. They can cook, too. So Tuesday, I heard steak and eggs.
Country fried steak.
Country fried steak and eggs.
Yum.
So, Tuesday sounded really good, but I had breakfast this morning. There was great. There's no better way to support our field than to buy breakfast, and they also are going to have lunch. So feel free to go to the ice cream parlor. They'll have a very nice lunch there every day. I told her, keep it in the $5 and under range, and she's doing exactly that. They'll have plenty of refreshments and that type of stuff for you as well. It's a good break to get away from the field for a few minutes.
She said she's getting Gatorade.
I'm sorry?
She said she's getting Gatorade. And
yeah, she got it today.
Okay.
Yep, we delivered some today so she can have it.
Tomorrow
subs tomorrow for lunch. Okay, Nancy. There's Nancy Vandenberg, our rocket mom. If you get in trouble, i.e. overheated, overworked, want to cry about your flight, go to sleep. Okay?
Hopefully,
people
who
may
make sure you're going in teams to find your rocket. We'll introduce you to somebody.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Nancy. So ice cream parlor's going to have lunch every day. Nancy will probably be over there helping them out. Whatever we have to do to make sure we're able to get you through the lines and everything as quickly as possible. Here's something unusual. Board meeting is going to be midday on Monday. Is that right? That's not right. This is a misprint. The board meeting is going to be midday on Wednesday. Did I get that right? Okay, very good. So cross that off your list on Monday. Sorry, I missed that. Scale drop-off will be in the Michigan room right next door. The judges would love to see you right after this meeting.
Unless you're still building like that.
Yeah.
What's that?
I thought you said the board meeting on Saturday. I looked at it. There are two NAR board meetings. There's one in the middle of the week, and then we'll be meeting Saturday after there.
Okay.
Randy, are you doing R&D turn-in? It doesn't say
Oh, I'm sorry. R&D turn-in got missed on the list. That is also going to happen in this next room this hour after this meeting.
Okay, then let me define it. The first table when you come in will be for filling out the top of your judging form. There's instructions on that as you come in. And that very first table when you come in will be where you put your R&D reports. I'll probably try to get something up on the wall that says that before people get serious about it.
Great. Thanks. All right. Let's see. Monday, town hall meeting, 8 o'clock, right here in this room. So if you want to find out all the latest and greatest news, come on in. Tuesday, typical flying with A helicopter C rocket glide duration. And in the evening, we'll have the vendor presentation starting at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, we'll have the educational fund auction. So,
request. Is it possible, maybe running kind of late to start the meeting at 8 o'clock, because there's also an election that's not shown on here for an actual NAR meeting, is it possible to start the meeting at 7 o'clock?
That would be on Tuesday?
On Monday.
Oh, on Monday.
Because you have the show down here. You said that the actual election and our meeting after the town hall.
Well, I'm certainly prepared to stay here as long as people want to talk about stuff, but I can't imagine that any more than a couple hours is going to be needed to do both the town hall and the election.
What about 8 to 10? My suggestion is we run 7 to 9 nominally.
I'm
fine with 8 to 10.
This is my biggest concern, and this is why I scheduled it at 8 o'clock, is because you are a half hour from the field.
Yep. There will be
and dinner.
Will not get in from the field until nearly 6 on any given day.
That's correct. So that really makes it tight if we do it earlier. let's stick to the schedule, gang, and if we run into trouble and we have to rearrange later in the week, we'll do that. But don't expect it at this point. Wednesday, breakfast, sport launch, again, more contest launches, lunch break, available in the ice cream parlor once again. Oh, I didn't mention, too, that the traditional 3 o'clock ice cream break that we Smash is always used to having, we're not going to have it at the 3 o'clock time because we just can't serve that much ice cream that fast. Anyway, the ice cream parlor will be open for you all afternoon. Please go get ice cream. It is made at Prairieville Farms and sold at the Prairieville Farm. They're not the same.
Okay. The ice cream
was made locally, though.
And,
so.
And inexpensive.
So enjoy it. Yeah, it's not bad. You get a big bowl of ice cream for a couple bucks or even for a buck. Wednesday. Okay, let's pipe down on the calorie count thing now. You'll be okay. You're going to be out there walking around a lot of covered rockets. 8 to 12, we're going to have R&D presentations scheduled, so watch for that on Wednesday night. Thursday is going to be the picnic day this year, and it's a long story. You can ask me on the side if you want to know why we picked Thursday. There is a story to it, but I'm not going to tell it here. But there's a lot of things going on Thursday. We're going to go through the normal routine all morning long, but at the end of the day, we will have dinner start at 4:30 to 6 o'clock, and it's going to be the same as breakfast lunch. So at the farm that day, Thursday, we'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner available for you. So if you don't want to go running off and getting some picnic stuff or bringing picnic stuff, you don't have to. And again, she's going to try to keep the $5 and the $6 range in the cost per person. So consider eating at the farm. Go to the Farmers Hall of Fame again. I do not know what she has on the menu, but I'm sure it's going to be good.
She has chicken and...
If you had one of the menus, it is on the bottom right-hand corner. It does say what dinner is. And it'll be a good meal, I guarantee it. So, all right.
I would think in some ways it might be good for us if we give them an idea, if we know what we're going to do that night, give her a heads up. I bet she'd appreciate it.
Very good. So we'll do dinner between 4:30 and 6 o'clock. They'll be open to serve dinner. And it's, you know, bring your lawn chair, bring your blanket, whatever, out to the range area. Sit down, have lunch, or have lunch at your camp. But, you know, let's have a little bit of relaxing time together. And then right after dinner is done, or in the midst of dinner, starting at 5:30 to 6:30, we'll do Imagination Celebration, and if it's as exciting as the night launch was last night, it'll be a very good time. Rob Edmonds is here somewhere. Where is he? Everybody's pointing over there. Rob's going to host it once again, and I guarantee it's going to be a show to remember. So if you have anything that you would like to fly, see Rob. And then make sure you get out there for the event. Bring your lawn chair with you. All right, let's see. And that will happen early enough to allow us to come back here to the hotel from 8 until 10 and view the sports scale models over here in the Michigan room.
That's why we changed it to
sports
scale when you guys
were. I'm sorry, did I say sports scale? The C altitude models. You know what? That little model that you brought is going
to
fly really high.
Get out and measure it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get us out of buying the rulers. all right, it's a budget thing, and only the CDs.
I don't know. What? No? I don't know. You said you know, I don't know.
On which show? The C scale models?
Yes. So that's on Thursday?
That will be on the schedule here. It shows from 8 to 10 p.m. We'll have an open house in the scale room right next door, and that will give you an opportunity to do photography, talk to the people that built the models, look at all the models. Typically, they'll be in the order from first place to not so first place, all the way down, so that you have an opportunity to take a look and see what your competition was and see the scores. Chris.
So the models won't be taken from the room until 10?
Yeah, models cannot be taken to the room until the pickup time, and that's 10 p.m., folks. All right. Any questions about that?
No.
Very good. Yes.
Do you have to pick up the models at night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you'll have to. The cleaning lady will probably be glad to take them, but you better pick your model up. Because I'm not sure that she knows how to fire those
things. And then, ever so, usually there'll be one person where your parents are driving back to Lansing that night, and can they please leave the night here? Just talk to me. And if it's not just that GA3's company reruns coming on or something, then we can work something out if we need to. Individual basis only.
All right, very good. Friday, we are going to leave the range a little bit early because there's a country music show at the farm. And I am going to advise you folks two things that I want to advise you on. Thursday, we'll be doing Super Rock, and we're going to pull back a little bit some of the space that we would normally allow spectators in for Super Rock Day.
The safest place to be is right next to the
back. Because
they're going to land everywhere except the back.
So we'll move that back a little bit. I do want you to be very safety conscious on Thursday. If you don't need your easy up, take it down. Okay? Otherwise, just let's follow your normal process. You're really going to pay attention on Thursday. Even where Tent City is, you are vulnerable to right? Friday, I would like everyone to pack up as much as possible because, well, everybody is at the banquet. There's going to be a country music show going on. Typically, everything at the farm is very safe. If you want to leave your tent up overnight, you may. If you want to leave tables and chairs, anything at the campsite, you may. A lot of people are out there camping. I want to ask everyone to help out by policing the whole field at any time, not only for the people that are going to create problems, we're not likely to have any issues at all, but also for litter and behavior issues with our children and ourselves. So if we could all just kind of work through that and make sure everything is in a safe mode, that would be great. Just a reminder to all those people that are out there camping, I know a lot of people are going to be up late at night drinking beer and all that other type of stuff. Yeah, beer lofting I know is an unofficial event, but we are not allowed to fly any rockets after the range time on the field. Okay, so please obey that rule.
I think a giant missile battery will keep the thieves away.
All right. Awards banquet's going to be right here in this room. I've got a wonderful dinner planned for you, so make sure you get in here for this. And then, of course, Saturday, if you want your checkout time extended, remember, the hotel owes us a little. So if you want to go to the pool for a while on Saturday and check out late, just ask them at the desk. They'll be glad to accommodate you in any way they can. All right. Questions about facilities and that type of stuff before we start getting into the contest.
You said the award ceremony is going to be in here?
Yes. These rooms all open up, so it'll be twice the size.
And they got a wrecking ball if it's not big enough.
Yeah, if it's not big enough, this wall is removable. At least the equipment's there. So that'll be here. I understand we'll have a bar available somewhere right around here. I don't know if it'll be in the room or if it'll be in the hallway yet, but they will have a lounge opportunity open for us. If we're lucky, the restaurant will be finished and they'll open the bar just for us for the first time.
Will rocket launches ever cease during lunch break?
No, we won't stop rocket launches during lunch breaks or anything like that. So you're on your own time. You're going to have to watch your own schedule to make sure that you're where you need to be when you need to be.
What is the range time on Friday afternoon?
2:30. Which also brings a good point. If you saw the range schedule, which is out on a table in the hallway, the range schedule basically says on Friday we're going to work 1.5-hour shifts, but the last shift is scheduled till 3. It does not mean that we're holding launches over and we're not flying more. 2:30, the range will close. Because of the concert that night, we need that half hour of the range team to help us tear down and put things away. Okay, that's what it is. So you got to remember, SMASH is a very small section. We've got about 35 members, and and 31 of them are actually flying the competition. So we're a very small section, but we're very active. But we will need everybody's help to just clean up on the rides.
Our section was a dozen.
That's an even smaller section. All right, Tom Lyons, come on up. Where's Tom at?
Hiding.
Did somebody knock him off already? Oh, there he is. I thought they'd take you with a super rock or something like that. And whatever you want to do, I want to cover every one of these points, and if you want to jump in and cover some of them, I'd love to have you do it. You want me to start on the beginning? I already talked about emergencies. Heat stroke, you're in Michigan. You know what? We're going to have some pretty warm temperatures. It's going to get almost all the way up to 90.
Wow.
Do be careful with any launch gang. You're out there for a long time, and I know a lot of you aren't used to being outside that long in the heat. So please take care of yourself. If you've got any issues, please get in the shade. Please get yourself hydrated. So that'll be fun. Ice cream parlor is a great way to cool down, so go use it. Parking. Parking is clearly indicated, and all weekend long, everyone followed the parking rules. You may park up by your tent in Tent City. That is absolutely perfectly fine. I highly advise on Thursday you park your vehicle way downhill and walk up. Or drop off and then park way down, all right?
Might want the insurance waivers for the rentals.
Yeah, I hope you bought your insurance waivers for the rentals. But anyway, anybody that comes to visit, we want them to park down a little ways. I don't want people to be surprised by incoming rockets hitting their cars. We just decrease that chance by keeping spectators a little farther away. I do suspect we'll see quite a few spectators. Concessions we talked about already. Restrooms we talked about already. Fire hazards.
Oh, yeah.
The field is extremely dry. But we did fire a lot of sparky motors today. We didn't have any issues. The grass is only about 2 inches tall, and quite frankly, we've trampled it down pretty well this weekend. So we should be in pretty good shape. I'm not too concerned about it, except on Super Rock Day, of course.
Randy.
But in general, if there is a call for fire, I would like everyone to assist if we could, please. There's a lot of different extinguishers and that type of stuff, and we can always use your feet. Yes?
On the sport range, there was a whole bunch of E9s that spit the nozzles today, and a couple of them started...
Some fires at the sport range?
Sport range.
Okay. Yeah, we expected that that would be.
Yeah, there's nothing left to burn.
All right, so we're going to be very careful. If there's a call for fire, please assist wherever you possibly can. We do have a tanker out at the field that we can drive around and dump water to surround a fire to basically stop it. We have 2 fire departments that are within minutes of our field, and we will probably see one of the fire departments on site. Yes?
The recommendation is if there's a fire call, parents get their children to safety. That's their first responsibility.
That's a good point. Everybody hear that? Parents, deal with your children first. Yes, Jeff.
Is if it gets semi out of control, stay in the black of it. You don't want to be engulfed in any way. The fire department came out. They told us to stay in the black area if you decide to try to put it out. It's only 2 inches up, so we should be able to gain control of it.
All right, very good. Children are not allowed in the exhibit buildings, the museums, without an adult. So be aware of that. They're allowed to go to the ice cream parlor on their own, but they're not allowed to hang out in any of the halls where the museum is. But they're free to go with adults if you want to go and explore. And I encourage you to explore. I mean, the farm is really a fun place to just figure out what's going on. Name badges required on the field. If you lose one, you need to see myself or Jeff. We'll make a list. We'll get you a temporary one. We'll get you a new one made up. All right? You need your name badge to go beyond the barrier, and it's well signed out there. Radio frequencies 7, 8, and 9 are going to be restricted. Please don't use them for any of your personal contact information. We're going to use 7 for the contest range, 8 for the sport range, and 9 for NARM business. So those would be the 3 that we're making off limits. The radio transmitter, where's Joe? Joe. Oh, there you are. Hey, Joe, where are we at on that? Are we good or not?
It should be.
It looks like we're going to be broadcasting on these 2 stations, so if you want to listen, especially on altitude days where we will announce who had a track closed or track lost, throw it on that FM station or listen on the FRS radio channel 7 to find out if you had a track lost or not. We'll also have some track lost cards at the return desk. If you had a track loss, you'll at least have some type of piece of paper that says, hey, you know, get out of jail free. I mean, fly again for free, so that you have better ideas to what's going on.
What are the frequencies?
It's in the book. It's 89.7 and 90.7. Sport range is 90.
Does it matter if there's like a station you can get on the 90.7?
There's no radio stations in those frequency bands.
Okay, I was able to get a classical station on 90.7.
Oh, really?
Yes, you can. 90.7 is
WAUS.
It's classical.
It's not in the registry, even. That's interesting. All right. Joe will work that out. We'll let you know. There is a, when you drive up to the farm, there's a whiteboard that has information on. If stuff like this has to change, we'll indicate it on that whiteboard. All right. High power, I think we've kind of passed most of that. Tom, I'd like you to take this section, if you don't mind. He's smiling because it says super rack on the top.
All right, we'll do it in order here. Monday, B-Streamer and A-Boost Clyde. Anybody got any questions about those events?
What's the point on deployment? Maybe it's flowing through the tube.
If it's free of the tube, okay. If it's out of the tube,
okay.
If it doesn't unfurl, we're 11.9.
It
has to be out of the tube. If it's still stuck in the tube, it's no deploy.
No, that's actually a question from Inspector Andy. What are the, maybe you can answer, what are the 10.4 areas?
I am not limiting that area. If a model falls in a tree or hits a power line, I'm willing to go wherever to you know, declare the 10.4.
Question to suburbs and Van
Arnold. If it's allowed by the event.
I'll go, you're driving.
Deal.
Quick question about power lines. You need to get things down if they are in the power lines. Okay, there's a model in the line.
Yeah, let us know if that happens. We have never put a model in the power line at today. We did. Or yesterday we did one, and today we did one, or we do both of them yesterday? We've done 2.
There's one FAI model hanging there right now.
Yep.
And there's a few that went pop.
The one that hit the high power line was taken down almost immediately, so just let us know when that happens.
It's sort of incinerated.
No, it was hanging.
Well, the
oh, yeah, the streamer is, yeah.
The streamer is an incinerator.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll just say who the RSOs are. Rod Schaefer is going to be the head RSO. But on the field be myself, Trip Barber, Mark Bundick, and Chad Ring. And we're going to do everything consistently. We're going to get together and make sure everybody makes the same call and everything. To the best of our knowledge. But if any one of us that makes a safety call, it's because of safety, not because it's not written in the rules or some stupid made-up rule. I'm tired of somebody saying it's a stupid made-up rule. We're flying what's written in the pink book, plain and simple. Everything else will be a safety matter. You don't want to play safe? I'll make you wear this hat.
New tradition is born.
You want to know why?
Why?
I'm not wearing this hat is not to make fun of you. is so anybody on the field can see it and know where you're at. That's to be safe.
But wouldn't that be the safe place to be, where he was at?
I just want to know where that idiot's going to be at. Back to the events. Okay, we had Monday, we're flying B-Streamer A Boost Glide. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I'm a new guy here. Did we make three rounds in any time during the day?
No. Two flights. Two flights per event.
At any time between the 95?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing was fine. Wait, I'm sorry, your work time.
I'm sorry, right.
Are fuse actuated? Dethermalization is allowed.
Yes. I will say one thing. If you have some sort of special event, like pods dropping off, like engine pods dropping off, or something that's not quite what we're expecting, please let the safety check people know so it's marked on the flight card. Like dethermalizer, engine pods falling off, you got electronics going. If you do have electronics, I don't want them turned on until they're on the pad and vertical.
Another newbie here. You have to make two flights per event.
Don't have to.
You're allowed two flights per event.
Allowed two flights, best of two.
No, it depends on the event.
It's added. Sorry?
It's added.
You have to read the pink book. Per event, they're either the sum of two flights for duration or the best of two flights per egg law.
Okay.
So that's an L2 event.
Yeah, any of the altitude events, it's best of the two flights.
Spot landing, one flight, one try only. You DQ.
It has to be your first flight of the day, too, right?
Spot landing?
Yes. Your first flight of the day. It has to be, my pink book.
Yeah, I think
on spot landing?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't practice? No, there's no practice.
Depends on what's defined.
But
so what
are we going to fly Super Rock for practicing spot landing?
Four flights. Spot landing is seen below, so you can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Any other questions? Moving on, Tuesday we got
another question here.
Yeah, oh, no, it's on a later event.
We got A helicopter, C rocket glide. Again, two flights per event are allowed.
Inverted rotation legal.
And inverted rotation is legal. One revolution is all it's got to make along the horizontal axis.
Is it going to be a channel board for RC?
Yes.
Anybody else? Yes.
Multiple flips in the helicopter?
Yeah. One flip.
Wasn't that changed in a rules?
Yeah, the 11.9 rule. Or whatever it was.
It makes a lot of rotation. It's got to make a rotation.
No, but I mean, if it rotates, then flips over, rotates.
That's legal.
It toggles back and forth.
Just self-penalizing.
Yeah, if it's self-penalizing, if it goes up and down like that.
But it's still legal.
As long as it rotates.
If you're talking about doing this,
no,
that's not a rotation.
No, I mean some of the helicopters today, they went down, they hit a gust, and then did weird stuff.
It can flip as many times as long as it actually rotates.
Yeah.
I think it's correct in the pink book.
If all it does is flip down, then.
Similar thing on the glider. The glider starts gliding, and then it comes in unsafely. It should be DQ'd, right?
It's going to be the call of the RSO. If it makes a glide attempt, and he okays it as a glide, and then afterwards it comes in, it could be changed to an unsafe recovery. It depends on the speed, who it hits, how much blood involved. Whether you hit my egg off altitude and open spot landing. You're allowed two flights in egg off, but we're only taking the best score as your best flight. Okay? Don't break the egg.
Two track closed flight.
B engine. Got it. Make a closed flight. If you get a track lost, don't play climbing again. We'll just take it for flight points.
But you get two track closed.
Yes.
You're allowed two flights, two track closed. Yes. If the track doesn't close, you got the option to fly it again. Or you just take the flight points and say, okay, I'm done. Loans can be recovered and turned into returns.
And again, two flights per open spot.
One flight.
Thank you.
One flight, one try. If you DQ, you're out.
Thanks.
You only get one try, one flight.
That'll be your first flight today.
Most people let somebody else fly before them, and you gauge them from there.
Question over here.
Yes.
I'm not doing this, but for the newbies, are you going to preemptively DQ or declare illegal the moon satellite on the airplane site?
No.
The pointy nose doesn't deploy anything?
No. We have to, I told you, we have to see it in order to make a call on it.
Okay.
Some people fly those heavy drag models like that, and if they perform safely, it's an okay flight. But if it's an unsafe situation, it's going to be our call of what we see.
If it's coming in ballistic and somebody could have been hit and injured by it, it's going to be DQ'd due to safety.
Describing something via email, describing something over a phone call, it doesn't help us visually not seeing it.
If things are left sticking out of the ground vertical afterwards, it's probably going to be ruled unsafe.
I would think that's a good assumption.
It's in the rules of spot landing that the recovery system, whether it's a streamer, whether it's a parachute, or if it's a glider, has to be fully deployed. Fully deployed and operational. You can't just spit the parachute out 2 inches above the ground. The parachute has to be
No
streamer has to be totally unfurled. The glider must be in a gliding position. The helicopter must be rotating. You can use any kind of recovery, including tumble recovery. Let's say an Astron Sprite or some sort of UFO, half a white UFO or Triskelion or Fliss kits or whatever.
You can't spit a motor. You cannot spit a bare motor.
Well, you can't spit a bare motor. Okay. It's any event.
Where will the spot be?
On the ground. I'm willing to help on the side. If there's any rookies here or something that want to just get together after this meeting, if they're embarrassed to ask basic rookie questions, we can gather on the side or something.
I mean, if you want to do something on the sport range and just... He does know where the spot is, and he's not going to tell us if he does know. You want to do something simple on the sport range and just show the new people how this is how it works.
Well, I'm not talking about on the range. I'm talking about right now. There's questions on the rules.
Are you going to do it the launch crew way?
What's the launch
crew? Is that like Midwest qualified?
You're taking Apple with an AA3, right?
Oh, no, I'm picking the spot.
Randy?
What about the cow bingo procedures?
No.
I mean, I've done the same thing before. I've just taken a rocket wherever it landed. There's the spot. That's where we put the flag.
Now, I'm going to pick the spot, but I have no idea where it's going to be at this point.
Okay, Thursday's Super Rock Day. Who's got questions?
May the best man, woman, or team win.
I mean, we're flying it by the words of the book. Okay, y'all wanted to ask questions last year. Y'all start playing word games. I'm not playing games. We're playing by the book. Whatever's in the book.
Does it? I don't remember reading the rules. But does it require a return?
Yeah.
Only if the RSO asks for an impound.
That's a good point.
If he has a question, like he saw something spit out. He wants to know what spit out. Is it the engine? Did the engine kick? He might specify that. He might say he wants that impound. That means you must bring it back, or the relative party is asking for.
Okay, but there's no.
You can separate Super Rock into as many pieces as you want, as long as everything has a recovery system on it. You can tumble recover it. You can backslide it, but it has to be safe.
There's a backslider that comes in at 30 miles an hour, and he's going to be safe.
Well, if it comes in at 30 miles an hour, if it's the RSO's call that that was a too fast or it bounced too hard.
I mean, think about it. You know, I once saw a Super Rock fly in this field where it did backslide back in, and it had a streamer or a parachute on it or something that was dragging behind it. But it was going 30 miles an hour, and it would have hit Chaz right in the head from right here. Okay? If something like that comes into Tent City, it's going to go through your tent and your tent and hit him. It will happen. Don't let it happen.
But you said it will happen.
Okay, we're going to have the air horns, and we'll sound off the air horns. You hear the air horn, you better start looking.
Yeah, that's a good point. Normally, you're used to hearing heads up during Super Rock Day or any very bad flight. If you hear the horn, especially in your direction, you need to look up. You need to look.
Unless you look up and look at where the air horn was sounded at, people are going to be pointing.
I will guarantee you, when you hear the air horn, you will jump. But remember what it's there for. It's there for your safety.
Jim, would it be a listing at check-in of certified motors? Excuse me, some questions out
there. There is a listing already.
It's out there now.
Okay. Ted.
You're going to have a calculator check-in.
A what?
A calculator. I'm not kidding. You start doing a cluster, figure out totally a pulse, and figure out propellant weight. Somebody wants to fly four E9s.
You sent me 50 messages. Why couldn't you add that one in?
I didn't think about it when I was writing, man. Sorry.
How are you going to measure?
We're going to measure them in two formats. You will be able to measure your Super Rock in a standing upright position. We have a board that has a tape measure that is actually metric, attached to a piece of wood with a block on the top. You can walk up to it and shove your rocket into it and see at the bottom where you fall. You can also lay it on a table. We'll have a similar device sitting on a table. So you'll have two choices as to how you would like to have your rocket measured.
And cut up
we are measuring it from the tip of the nose to the bottom of the motor.
Engine nozzle.
I'm sorry?
The aftmost motor.
Clarifying.
The aft main motor. If you have side pods, well, we're not going to count the side pods.
Well, no, I'm saying the aftmost. I'm not saying which one's the main motor. The aftmost motor.
The aftmost main motor. Okay, let's say you're flying a G Super Rock. You're flying a G40. 105 newton second G40, and you got two D12s on the side. Where are them D12s at? I don't care. We're measuring from the G motor.
That is the aftmost motor right there.
And what about for people who might have swept back fins and the fins go beyond where the
motor? We don't have fins. What's the book say?
Yeah,
Pink book says to the end of the motor.
Okay. Doesn't say aftmost primary motor. Like, what if they have an engine here and an engine here?
Yeah, tractor. What about tractor? Yeah, what about tractors? Multiple motors.
Track.
We'll deal with that as it comes along.
Yeah. We're going to have multiple tracking stations set up, so we shouldn't have too much trouble.
We're going to give people the benefit of the doubt on this.
I'm fine.
Getting back to the air horn. Yesterday, the day before, I saw an older couple, non-rocketeers, blithely standing there while people were shouting heads up and the rocket was falling towards them. I'd like to say that if you hear an air horn, you know, pay attention to yourself, but also pay attention to the people that are around you that might not know what the heck the air horn means.
Yeah, there'll be an announcer in there on the PA system on the field. Now, because of the lengths of the models, please keep the traffic off the field. If you're curious and just want to see who's doing what, who's playing with what, stay off the field, because with the lengths of the mile, people are going to be bumping into each other. It might get a little crowded. And with these 10 to 14 foot long motor or rockets. I want to keep the traffic off the field because of the lengths. Mark.
Relative to the questions I hear about safety, I have some more comments to make during the town hall meeting about things I've observed relative to rocket safety on our ranges. A couple of things people can do in terms of looking out for themselves and one another, something that's very helpful, particularly with people who may not be familiar with what's going on, is simply to point at the rocket that's causing the problem. Okay? People are not necessarily, like Tom said, used to hearing heads up or to know what the air horn means. But I guarantee you, if you point at the rocket, people will start looking in the direction that will benefit them the most. So as you're doing this stuff, point at the rocket, please.
Something that I have observed at several rocket launches, it is a big no-no with the NAR. Do not try to catch your rocket.
Oh.
I don't mean to start a safety discussion.
I like catching my rockets.
What to do with people who don't
have rockets. That's usually what I tell people. If you hear the horn, and just look where the horn came from, and somebody's going to be pointing. Yes, sir.
Again, newbie question. Procedurally, do you need to check in your rocket and your motor separately before your flight, and then you have to bring it back and show the motor casing again? Is that...
No. Here's the basic procedure. Bring your model and your motor to safety check.
Okay.
They check the model over, make sure your NAR number's on it, make sure it's safe to fly.
Yep.
They take the motor, see what type motor they got. It's written down on the flight card. Safety check is marked on the flight card. From there, you can put your motor in your rocket and whatever else you have to do to get it ready, go to pad assignment.
Okay.
You're assigned to pads. You also have the option you can put a pad. Let's say you have a tower that you'd like to keep on pad 8 all the time. If pad 8 is available, they'll give you pad 8. But if somebody else has already occupied pad 8, you're going to have to wait or move to another pad that's open.
But, for example, if on egg loft, some of us will bring our engine up and check in our engine at the same time we're checking out an egg, and then we'll go and prep the rocket with the engine and the egg and then bring the prepped rocket up and have the rocket prepped, checked in. So it's what works.
I need something marked for motors.
Now, after you fly... Can I get your attention? After Gav is done with you? After your flight, most flights, you need one return. On the duration flight, let's say Monday you're flying B-Streamer.
Yep.
One of those B-Streamer flights must be returned.
Okay. And
if you're unsure,
return
it anyway. If you set a record, it must be returned.
That's what I was going to say. It has to be returned in order for it to qualify for a record.
The motor has to be in it.
Verify on your card that the person marks it returned. So when you look at the results later on, they say, well, I returned it. He said, no, you didn't. It avoids questions.
On the returns, what do we got for a deadline? The end of the day, or are we talking end of the contest week?
You're asking a question that I wrote a long time ago. It's in here somewhere. Anybody read it already? Today is 2 hours after. I am adding a safety feature to the return process. You may return your model to the Vandervoort trailer if you're a camper and get it returned from them. Or you may bring it to the hotel and return it to me. Or you may call my cell phone and say, hey, I want you to know I'm at my 120 minutes, because that's what it is. I'm at my 120 minutes. I found my model. I have it in my hand, and I am driving towards you now. Okay? That, in my eyes, is an acceptable return, and I'll see you in a half hour.
For that day.
For that day.
But you better bring it back to him. Phone call ain't going to cut it. The phone call is just going to get you under that 120 minute time limit.
That's right. I do not want anybody driving like a bat out of hell just to get a return done. You can call me. If I'm somewhere where I can't get the call, you leave a message. Okay?
No,
Jeff,
no,
comment.
It may be a record. You never know. It doesn't matter when that's returned as long as it gets returned. So if you have a streamer that it's gone 3-4 weeks later, it shows up, and it's a record, you're in. You got it in the books.
Got to remember, the chances of Super Rock breaking records during the marathon, it's
well,
pretty good.
I'll tell you right now, once a flight card's get in my hands, too late for returns.
For the concert.
Don't worry, I never turn anything at that time. Just kidding.
I'm going home next Saturday. Those flight cards are going to be in the truck.
Beat some airplanes in the air so we can have snakes on a plane.
Okay, back to Super Rock. Any other questions? We're tracking to ejection.
Reloadable motors.
What about reloadables?
Do we have to bring the reload kit up and check it in?
The pink book says you need to bring the reload kit up and disassemble it, and we will store it for you at the range.
Okay.
Along the casing.
But usually G Super Rock, G reloads, there's only one load in
most
package.
Cases, yeah.
Yep, that's right. And the reason I'm playing the event is I found two G64s in my box. More cheap to buy new ones.
Okay, they're tracking to ejection. If your rocket is going to be ejecting parts on the way, they'll track to the first ejection.
Use tracking smoke bleed.
Yeah, tracking pattern is being suggested. No rule says you have to have it, but it's being suggested. It can't be tracked if it can't be seen. 14-foot long model. I don't know why they can't see that.
Having talcum powder is not tracking powder. Having red on a blue sky or orange on a blue sky is tracking powder.
So tracking pattern is suggested. It's to help the tracker see it at ejection. That works good for scale altitude because, let's say, a 12-inch tall model with a C67.
2,000 feet.
Good luck.
Yeah, if you like the scale altitude bird track, please put tracking powder in it.
Any other questions? Bob.
Just to clarify this one more time, you will be tracking all models to the first ejection event, regardless of where the tracking powder is deployed. Is that correct?
Yep. Supposed to be telling the safety check people any little secrets that's going on, because I want no surprises.
But if a model goes up, separates early, deploys its tracking powder, goes higher than that, you're going to track the higher point and not the lower point where the tracking powder came out.
The first ejection.
Not the first separation. Ejection.
First ejection. If you're dropping parts on the way up, that first part drop off, that's going to be the first separation.
For all altitude events.
If it's per the book. If the book says like Super Rock, we're talking about Super Rock. Super Rock has that rule specifically in there.
Show me where it says specific later.
He's ready.
It's a pink book with large print.
Yes. We won't be using it in 10 years. The rail edition.
While they're working through that, I just fixed some more housekeeping issues to be aware of. Points will get printed and published every day on the window by the business center, so you can go there to look at where we're at. We are going to try and publish those points best we can from the field. We are going to have a wireless capability, so we'll give you instructions once we figure out how that's going to work out at the field. So if you've got your laptop and you want to check scores, we think you should be able to see the scores from your cam using wireless.
Randy,
you probably want to say some stuff about the range duty. Like people ought to try to be there about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Their time.
Range duty. If you are, when you are scheduled for range duty, not if, when you are scheduled for range duty, please show up at least 5 minutes early. We really want you there, okay? We need you there. If you have an issue or a problem with your range schedule, you need to see me tonight. I want to know about it. No secrets. Where do we want to start? Amanda? Friday's schedule is different, and you will see it there in the handouts that are in the hallway. Yes?
Andy, where are you going to post results that are going on during the contest? How typically will they be updated?
It will only be posted via the connection that we have available. The 802.11g will make that available to you. So you'll be able to literally see it ongoing.
There will be a laptop underneath the main contestant's tent.
I don't have a laptop specifically for that right now, so you're really going to depend on your own at this point in time. But if somebody has a laptop they can loan us, you have one? We're going to have a laptop available for you to check. There is a location already marked on the field where in the range tent where you can check your scores. Yes?
Do the timers have to be poured after Tuesday for range duty?
It says on the range duty schedule...
Where'd it go?
Oh, shoot. There were some lines that kind of went on along here on the schedule that didn't get printed. Yes, Wednesday, everybody needs to report, both the trackers and the timers. And the reason we're doing that is because we are going to need some of the timers to do measuring for spot landing. All right? So everybody reports Wednesday. Trackers do not need to report Monday and Tuesday. Timers do not need to report Thursday and Friday. Everybody reports on Wednesday, though. I will update this with those notes so you have it. I apologize that it didn't catch my copy here. And I'll make that available in the hallway. Just pick up another copy. Any other questions? Mm-hmm. Yes?
No, range duty assignments, I don't think I got that list.
There's more copies in the hallway.
Thank you.
Oh, are we all out? Sorry. I will get more copies in the hallway. Any other questions? We all set on Super Rock?
What was the decision
on Super Rock discussion?
I have to find out what he's talking about.
Yes.
You need more volunteers.
We described one situation before, and that's why I thought he was doing again.
We will be gladly accepting volunteers. If somebody wants to step up and be a timer or a tracker and you know how to do it or you want to learn how to do it, please step up and help out. You don't have to be necessarily part of the competition. We'd like you to be NAR members. But we have Boy Scouts that will be out there helping us time too. Yeah, Rob?
For those of us that are camping, is the range duty schedule published anywhere on the range?
Camping, yes. There's a registration table under the first blue and white tent. There's a range schedule taped to the table.
And a day schedule too.
Yeah, all the schedules are taped to that table, so you can go there to get it. And we'll make sure copies get out to the range too with the Vandervoort camp. Anything else? Great. I can't think of anything else. Anything else?
Friday.
Yes. I want you to talk, but I do need, after this meeting, the check-in people to come up to this corner for a very short meeting. RSOs, come up too for a minute, if you would, please.
We didn't talk about Friday yet.
Oh, we didn't talk Friday. You want to talk about Friday's event?
What,
C-scale altitude? Yeah, C-scale altitude. We'll be practicing altitude so much that week, it should just be another flight, right?
All right. Question came up a year ago when they first announced this event. If you read scale altitude rules, it says everything in section 50, which is out scale without the altitude, applies. That means mission points, which is under group 50, section 50, that's going to apply too. What it says. Read section 51, scale altitude. Everything in section 50 scale applies, which is going to include mission points.
Cool.
Also includes returning it to the scale judge for assessment of any damage.
And I know we got some new people here. If words like mission points and things like that kind of confuse you, maybe you've read the pink book, but you're not quite sure what it means. Just talk to any of the judges or pretty much anybody that's got a nice looking scale model in their hand. They'll be glad to help you. How many lines you may or may want to talk to them. So, you know, we're accessible for questions and things like that.
Remember, we have 7 scale judges this time, so we have a lot of help available. So if you have questions or any issues at all, please spend a little bit of time with those scale judges next door. They'll help you through telling you yes or no you're covered as far as documentation and that type of stuff.
But, you know, mission points, that's not a requirement. If you got a scale model of a Viper from Project Plasma, and you're one of the ejects in plasma.
That's a night flying rocket.
Did you know HIV-3 and carry mail to an island?
My father invented the plasma generator on that vehicle, so.
Cool.
All right, anything else? All right, great.
Chess.
Important question. Considering the last several Novembers,
I think somebody's getting hurt.
Now, remember, there's no coincidence between, you know, the NARAM 22 logo and the NARAM 49 logo and the colors that are there. There's no coincidence at all. Those are the colors we like. Yeah, that's what we'll be singing Friday to the winners. Anyway, that's all we've got. Thank you for... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
My name is Tom Beach. I'm the editor of Sport Rocketry.
Stocking drop.
Anybody who wants to volunteer to write NARAM coverage articles, so far, if you have something interesting about a Sea Rocket Glide flight, Jim Filler has volunteered to write up that article for me. Tom Lyon is going to be writing up V Egloft altitude, but I don't have any other volunteers down yet. I need you to volunteer. It's not hard to do. You get a chance to talk to the other competitors and write up all the fun stuff. So I want volunteers for all of these events. So if you're keen to volunteer, keen to help out, get a hold of me. You can find me. I'm wandering around the camera all the time. I'm here right now. I'll be over there collecting R&D reports. So you know, it's easy to find me and volunteer for writing up the coverage to help everyone out and get the magazine out on time. Any questions? Yes, sir?
Abu's
Glide. Abu's Glide?
All right. Kevin, thanks.
Any other?
Yeah. He's super rock.
Any other?
R&D reports.
Brian, not related to Joyce.
You don't have to stop right now and do this, but see me immediately after this if you want to. Okay. Otherwise, carry on.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Please, if you have any range duty, see me, RSOs, and in or check in up here, please.
Leave it here for a second. Just so.